Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root. War Now. You read his stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You see him on Newsmax TV every afternoon at 5, and you hear him on this radio station from 3 until 6 every day. Wayne Allen Root, good morning.
Kevin, how are you?
I am doing just great. I am so excited. We now have not 22, but 23 Democrat presidential wannabes. The other day it was Steve Bullock, the governor of Montana. He's in. So is Bill de Blasio. Are you kidding me? Who's going to run New York City while he's out gallivanting, going to Iowa and New Hampshire?
Yeah, well, what's funny about all this is that Bill de Blasio is not well-liked in his own city. I think most liberals hate him. He's done a lousy job of running the city, of keeping crime down. Crime's way up. He's done a lousy job of picking up garbage, and he's done a lousy job of plowing the snow when it snows. He's just a lousy mayor. What would make anyone think he'd be a good president? And he's a commie. I mean, he's an outright communist. There's not even an issue here with saying that out loud. The man is a communist. He was on the Sandinista side in Nicaragua, and the things he says all the time, you know, he would admit he's a socialist. He's certainly a socialist ranging to a communist when he says things like, oh, there's plenty of money around, it's just all in the wrong hands. As if a government bureaucrat has a right to decide whose hands money's in. If Wayne Root's worth $10 million, he wants to take it away from me and redistribute it to poor people who don't work, who are going to vote for him. I'd call that theft and bribery. So you're talking about a communist. That's communist philosophy at its perfection. So, you know, just a ridiculous joke, absurd, that he'd ever think he could go anywhere, or that the guy from Montana thinks he could go anywhere. These are all nobodies, and don't, you know, listen to Wayne Root. Listen to Mark Cuban, who said there isn't one guy in the Democratic field, guy or gal, who has any chance of beating Donald Trump. Listen to Joe Scarborough. Is it Scarborough? The MSNBC Morning Joe. What's his name? Joe?
Yeah, Joe Scarborough.
Yeah, Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough is another guy who hates Trump with a passion and said yesterday, it just doesn't seem to me there's anyone in the field that could beat him. And then he doubled down and said, as a matter of fact, all the older guys look 20 years older than Trump, and they're the same age. Trump looks 20 years younger, and he does. I've been around the man. He's got the energy of someone who's, you know, 30 or 40 or 50, and these other guys, Biden and Sanders, are, you know, just old men. They look old. They're terrible.
But who's going to be the first Democrat to play the age card and come out and say something like, we need a new generation of leadership in the Democrat Party? Who's going to be the first to do that?
I have no idea. I mean, obviously, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been hinting at it. She said just, I think it was yesterday or the day before, she said that Biden's no good. He's not going to work. He's not liberal enough on the green energy deal. All great stuff. Let them keep pulling him to the left, to the left, to the left, because then they're just completely unelectable. Now, I'm always honest, as you know, on this show. It's not like I'm prejudiced and biased. I am, but I'm always honest. I'm as hard on my own party as I am on the other party. I've made many comments about the Nevada Republican Party. I think it's a joke and a travesty, and our candidates, I think, are horrible for the most part. And I'm going to give you a hardship on the Republican Party right now. The Democrats are just terrible extremist communists, and they've been pulled so far to the left, they're an absurd travesty and a joke. But when the Republican Party comes back in Alabama and they pass an abortion law, I am no problem at all. I'm pro-life. You want to pass an abortion law that limits abortions, I'm all for it. Abortion's a terrible thing. I think it's murder, right? But you don't pass a bill that says no exception for rape and incest. And you don't pass a bill that says any doctor that does it gets 99 years to life in prison. Those are big mistakes that make us look extreme and radical. And it gives Democrats a chance to, A, excite their base, get women charged up to hate our guts. And it gives Democrats a chance to say, look how extreme Republicans are. So I just think that was a big, big mistake in Alabama. I can't be for an abortion law that doesn't include exceptions for rape and incest. That's as extreme as the idiots on the left that say you can kill a baby till the moment of birth or after birth. We had the moral high ground. We were winning big. And then they go and do something dumb like that in one little state, and they're going to smear the liberals will smear the entire Republican Party and the entire conservative movement with that one state.
But is this a bill that's intended to be enacted into law, or is this
not a bill? It's a law.
No. It is, and it's been signed by the governor. I know that. But is this a bill that they're looking to enforce, or is this a bill they're looking to take to the U.S. Supreme Court?
No. They've already said they want to take it to the Supreme Court, but that's idiotic. It doesn't make any sense unless I'm missing something and I'm the idiot here. What I read is that they all are dying for this to be the test case for Roe versus Wade and take it to the Supreme Court, and that makes no sense. The test case should be we as a state have a right to limit abortions. It shouldn't be we as a state want you to rule on a law that has no exception for rape or incest and promises to put a doctor in jail for life in prison. That's going to be thrown out by the Supreme Court. They don't go for something that radical. So if you were going to have a test case, it should be less radical of a test case. This is a perfect one that will be thrown out and voted down even with a conservative majority on the Supreme Court, because it's a kind of a moderate rhino conservative majority. We all know John Roberts, vis-a-vis Obamacare, is not a huge conservative, and I don't think that the new ones are that conservative. I don't think Kavanaugh's. I think he's slightly conservative. I don't think he's George Bush conservative. He's not Ronald Reagan, Barry Goldwater, Donald Trump conservative. So they're never going to pass a abortion law that doesn't allow a carve-out for rape and incest and puts doctors in jail. They're just not going to do it. So I think it's idiotic. This is the worst test case I could possibly think of.
Coming up, more with Wayne Allen Root. Believe it or not, this is hard to believe. We are a month and a half away from the first Democrat presidential primary debates. And by the way, one of those debates will be held right here in Nevada. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Hello, I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the City Council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the GOP.
All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, this just in, WWE legend. And a guy that I used to work with during my days in wrestling, Ric Flair, hospitalized after a, quote, very serious, unquote, medical event. Don't know what it is, but we'll continue to follow it, and I'm sure there'll be something on the hourly news that'll bring you up to date on that. Wayne Allen Root joining us. I am so pleased to tell you, Wayne, that I know 2020 seems like a long ways away, but the Democrats are going to have their first primary debate June 26th and 27th in Miami. They've got one that is going to be scheduled somewhere in Nevada, somewhere during that primary season. What will it look like? You have to do it on two nights because there's so many candidates. We're up to 23 now. By then, we might be up to 43. What is this all going to look like?
Well, I just think it's all funny because, you know, it's like 23 people vying to lose by a landslide. Trump's going to beat him by a landslide. Everybody knows that. That's why Mark Cuban said there isn't one person that could beat him. That's why Joe Scarborough said there's no one that could beat him. The latest polls show the American public gives Trump credit for the economy. Great credit. There's almost zero credit for Obama. I think the number was like 46% give Trump and the Republican Party credit for the economy and 5% give free markets the credit. Well, that's the same as Trump and the Republicans. That's all people that believe in capitalism. Add 46 and 5, you got 51. How many give Obama and the Democrats credit? I think it was 16%. So that's a 51 to 16% lead. So, you know, look, they're in a lot of trouble. They're in a world of trouble. I don't believe for a second anyone on their side can even come close to beating Trump other than Biden. He's the only one with any chance, and I really don't think he has any chance of winning his own nomination. He's way too middle of the road for the nomination. He's not going to get through the process, and he's got massive corruption problems with his son. You know, China deals and Ukraine deals that added up to billions of dollars, and it's all corrupt, and he fought on behalf of his son with the leader of Ukraine to fire a prosecutor that was investigating his son's deals. So I just think Biden has a huge problem that the average person just doesn't understand. And then the second big problem is Biden keeps saying how bad the Trump economy is and how Trump is giving people crumbs, kind of like Nancy Pelosi, with a tax cut. And then in the next sentence, he says, I'll go back to the Obama. We'll get rid of those Trump tax cuts. We'll go back to the Obama tax rates. So there's two problems with that. Number one, can you imagine saying somebody gives you $10? It's like being a bum and you ask for money and someone gives you $10. You go, well, that's not enough. I wanted 50. You know, Biden wants to take away the crumbs, but he's criticizing the crumbs. Can you imagine how absurd that is? Trump didn't give you enough, but I'm going to take it all away and undo the Trump tax cuts. What? So that's problem number one. Problem number two is he's stating, I want to go back to Obama. The Obama economy was the worst economy since the Great Depression. Now, I came out with the facts literally this morning in my RJ column. My Las Vegas Review-Journal column today is about the fact that Pew Research did all the research, just came out with the numbers, and basically every one of our 50 states was bankrupt under Barack Obama, and they were all, you know, down for the count and ready to be counted out. And then Trump became president, and now all 50 states are healthy again. Some more than others, but almost all of them are pretty healthy. 41 out of 50 states just brought in record-setting all-time tax revenue. 41 out of 50. And the only other nine are like New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Maryland and Illinois, where everybody's leaving because the taxes are too high. So how can any Democrat ignore the fact that all 50 states were bankrupt and in debt under Obama, and 41 of the 50 are not just healthy, they're making record tax revenue under Donald Trump. It's now a fact. Trump's economy works, Obama's didn't. So here's a guy that was Obama's VP and on Obama's ticket, and he wants to go back to the Obama days. That makes no sense. So I don't think Biden has a chance in hell once Trump makes him mincemeat. Listen, I think there's only two people that can give Trump a run for his money. Neither one is in the race yet, but they both may be. I think Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, he's like the handsomest politician since Kennedy, and that's all women will think about. Oh, my God, he's handsome. He might have a chance. He's young, he's dashing, he's handsome. He's a terrible guy, too, but total communist, total, you know, criminal, because he's done all kinds of things that have helped illegal alien criminals. I believe he's violated the United States Constitution. But Democrats don't care about that. They just want a matinee idol for their candidate. So Gavin Newsom would be one I'd consider to be electable, sadly. And number two is Michelle Obama. If Michelle Obama got in the race, Trump might be in trouble. And she's someone who's never done anything in her life. Name her political record. There is none. She was the wife of the president. She had nothing to do with politics. She has no record. That's what makes you electable. The more of a record you have, the more people attack you. With no record, you just smile and wave like a beauty queen and say, I believe in world peace, and 51% of the public may be dumb enough to vote for you. So those are the two I worry about at night, Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom. There's really no one else in the country that would have any chance to beat Donald Trump.
How long do those two have to wait? I mean, we've got primary debates beginning on the 26th of June. That's like a month and a half away.
Yeah, but they can afford to wait a long time. They can wait until everybody beats each other up and to the point where nobody likes anybody and the entire Democratic world is clamoring for someone to step into the race at the last minute. They can wait all the way till next, you know, March or February. And they, you know, when they maybe wait for all the early primaries and when nobody does well and nobody's winning in the polls against Trump, then they can make a case why they should jump in at the last minute and win this thing. I'm telling you, they can wait. They got lots of time.
Is there somebody in that 23-person field that is the next Barack Obama? I mean, this point in the race in 2008, nobody knew who the hell this guy was with the floppy ears and the name nobody could pronounce. I'm wondering if there's somebody in this group, Pete Buttigieg or Steve Bullock, the governor of of Montana, for crying out loud. Is there somebody out there that we don't know about that might be the next Barack Obama?
Yeah, well, look, I never say never, you know, because you look like a fool when you ever say never, because, you know, who would have believed? You used Obama as the example. I would use Bill Clinton as the best example. You know, who would ever imagine the governor of Arkansas, little crappy Arkansas, would become the president of the United States and beat the incumbent president, George H.W. Bush, especially one who had a terrible background of philandering and corruption with Whitewater, and yet he became president of the United States. But there's always extenuating circumstances. First of all, George H.W. Bush was the most boring candidate in the world. Nobody loved him. Maybe people liked him, but nobody loved George H.W. Bush. Boring, boring, boring. You sure can't say that about Donald Trump. George H.W. Bush was namby-pamby. He stood for nothing. You can't say that about Trump. Trump's got 63 million loyal voters who aren't going anywhere. They'll never change. So the key is, can you get more than 63 million votes? And I think that's going to be a really tall order. I don't think anyone could come out and do what Clinton did. And don't forget, Clinton was really, really handsome, young, and dashing. That's why I worry about Gavin Newsom. People are conned if you're handsome or beautiful. I mean, that's why celebrities are always beautiful or handsome. Everybody loves a handsome, beautiful person. So, you know, Bill Clinton was a good-looking guy, and all the women, their knees got weak when he walked near him, or they saw him on the screen. So there was extenuating circumstances. Yeah. Democrats don't have anybody like that now other than Gavin Newsom. There is no heartthrob, you know, unless you think that Cory Booker is handsome. You know, if you think Cory Booker is a matinee idol, then maybe they have somebody. I don't think so. I don't think there's anybody in the Democratic field that's, you know, Hollywood handsome other than Gavin Newsom. So I just don't think they've got anyone to beat a bigger-than-life personality like Donald Trump. You're just not going to beat him. Nah. He's just too good at the game.
I know. Hey, Wayne, always good to get with you. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, where do they go?
They go to RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com is my website. They listen to this station every afternoon, 3 to 6, 790 a.m., KBET. And that's my afternoon drive show, 3 to 6 p.m., where they go to Newsmax TV at 5 o'clock West Coast time. And you can find me on Newsmax TV or go to NewsmaxTV.com.
Wayne, always good. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kevin. God bless.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union, Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Coming up on the show, Pat Casal, there's breaking news in our state relative to health care and pre-existing conditions. The governor signed a bill into law. What will it mean to you and your family? We'll talk about that next. Live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. The governor apparently has signed into law a bill that would protect consumers on pre-existing conditions. What does that mean? For that, we go to one of our go-to guys. I love it. He's a friend. He fills in for me when I'm on vacation, and he's a good guy all around. He knows what he's talking about. Pat Casal from the MultiCare Group, and he joins us in studio, no less. So what does this mean?
Nothing.
What?
It means absolutely nothing, Kevin, because that's the federal law. So all they did is it's a message that the healthcare law sleeps with the fishes. I mean, it's a joke. It doesn't mean a thing. We right now there's not a Republican or the President of the United States that believes that we should have a provision for that not cover pre-existing. This is under the ACA, all plans cover pre-existing. There's no medical underwriting. Guess what? They approved which is already law, so it's no big. It's a BS bill.
Okay, it's SB 170, and what it supposedly does, it prevents insurers from denying coverage to patients due to pre-existing conditions.
It'll never happen.
Now that's a. Correct me if I'm wrong. I have said for years, all we need to do to do that is to have insurance commissioners say, we're not going to allow anybody to operate in here that doesn't agree to pre-existing conditions.
Under federal law, you cannot have pre-existing. It's federal law. So the state of Nevada is just enforcing federal law? The bill's BS. The bill of interest today that's going to be signed by him is Assembly Bill 469, which is regarding the surprise billing. So if you go to an emergency room and you see a doctor who's not a provider, the recipient won't have to deal with it. It'll be worked out between the insurance company and the physician. That's a good, decent bill. It's not bad. And by the way, it was a bipartisan-supported bill, unanimous, on the Senate side. And there's only a few people on the Assembly side that didn't vote for it. The bottom line is any Assemblyman or Assemblywoman wouldn't support such a bill is Mama Luke. They're crazy. But there's other things out there today we're talking about doing. Like, for example, Nevada is the only state in the union where you can buy insurance year-round. Okay, here's the deal. If you miss open enrollment and come February 1st, you decide you want insurance, the way the law was written right now, and this is a consumer protection, is that you can get insurance the first of the month following 90 days. So today is May 16th. I couldn't be covered for the rest of this month. So June, July, August, September 1, I could get coverage. We hear from the Democrats and the Republicans that the average family is $500 to $1,000 away from Calamity Jane, okay? So if I have a health plan and my car breaks down, I need to work, and it costs me $800, guess what I'm not paying for that month? My health insurance. So it gets dropped. In Nevada, that could happen, and I could reapply and get insurance 90 days later. The commissioner is behind this. She's like, well, it's not a good deal. And the reason she's behind it and she's saying she's not is because we're the only state in the union, so the other commissioners are busting her hump. I'm sorry. That's wrong. That is great consumer protection. It was a unanimous vote. It was bipartisan, and it helps the consumer. The other bill that was out there that may look to die, and the commissioner was behind this as well, is that all health plans written in the state of Nevada had to go through, all individual. So currently there's about 37,000 to 40,000 people that have either bought health insurance off exchange through Sierra Health, which is an EPO in Clark County, or Hometown Health, which is a PPO. If that law were to pass, I was told by both carriers, we're out of the business. We'll no longer offer PPOs. Only an HMO and health and hometown doesn't offer individual plans. They'll be out altogether. And the purpose of that is when you go on the exchange as a carrier, you have to not only provide tax credits, but then there's the cost sharing reduction. And with a PPO, you cannot manage care tight enough, and the risk to the carrier could be great because a lot of people will tend to go right to the specialist, maybe not necessary, where they want you to go to a primary care physician under an HMO. So the lack of control would be away from the carriers trying to control their costs, and people would just run around, go to the doctor, and maybe not necessarily needing to see a specialist. And so those are part of the provisions that protect the integrity of a law where rates are 400% higher, the highest in history of the world, and out-of-pockets are going to go up to over $8,000 next year. So, Mr. Sisolak and company, what are you doing for the people?
Wow. Let me just ask you, but these insurance companies cannot just willy-nilly say, we're getting out of the market, we are canceling your policy mid-year. Is that right?
No, you're locked in until renewal.
Okay.
So now, what just happened this Monday, we were selling sole proprietor plans, independent contractor plans through the chambers, and Galvar, the Greater Las Vegas Real Estate Association, had their own association plan. Well, a week ago, Sierra stopped offering that particular product through March 29th, I think it was, when the bill came out. Anthem got rid of their sole proprietor plan altogether, and Sierra stopped offering it through the various chambers. But Galvar, because it's a homogeneous group, all the same industry, they were good. And as Friday, I had a breakfast with a couple people from Sierra, and we were about to expand. We were going to take this to the next level. Okay. Monday, because a special ruling came out of D.C., Sierra's like, you know what? We're not even going to enroll people for an open enrollment for June for July 1st, which we were talking about at marketing. That's done. So I have between 150 to 250 people just for me to write. That's not counting the gals in my office that were going to enroll people. So we're looking at about a 400, maybe 500 people enrolling. We were going to get more people enrolling for June for July than we did for open enrollment at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Now it's done.
Explain what happened in New York, what the genesis of all of this is about.
The genesis is this. New York State hates Trump for obvious reasons. This is a personal reason. And for anybody out there who's a Democrat, listen, heed my words. This change to the association health plans had nothing to do with the constituents of the United States or healthcare premiums getting lowered and benefits being improved. This was about, screw you, Trump. We're not going to let you do your association health plans. We're not going to let you win. Now, this is going to be appealed, and the appeal will win. We will win the appeal, and I believe association health plans will be offered. And here's the reason. I'm going to D.C. potentially the 9th or the 13th of this month of June to fight like a son of a gun because I have the data to support what Nevada has been providing with association health plans. Around the country, there have been numerous health association plans that may not fit the mold, but Nevada, we're great. United Healthcare did a phenomenal job. Anthem, Prominence, they have association open. They cross their T's and dot their I's. Our plans are cheaper. Our rates our benefits are richer. And we're being offered national access. Andrew has a plan through the sole proprietor plan that offers him an out-of-pocket that is 25% lower than what was being offered. His out-of-pocket was $6,000. Now, the rate, it's not phenomenal, but it's still better than what he could have gotten. And God forbid he needed to go to UCLA or he needed to go to Scripps or Stanford. He could. So we had better coverage, better access to care, and lower premiums. And the premiums were lower. They weren't substantially low, but they were lower. And the plans were richer. Now all of a sudden they're going by the wayside. I'm sitting here telling you, Ratty up north is Senator Ratty is a totally staunch liberal who does not understand health care, and it's personal. What we have now is partisan politics at its best, and who's getting beat? Every American citizen.
More coming up. We're talking with Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group, and we're talking about what has been going on in the marketplace relative to these association plans, and you may have heard about them. The president has been out promoting them, which is dynamite. But are they going to go away, or are they going to be caught up in a political vortex that includes the courts? And you know, you got 23 presidential wannabes, talking about single payer and about. In fact, I'm going to ask Pat in our next segment about Medicare for All and why it won't work in America. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steak, steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Pat Casal from the MultiCare Group is with us. Earlier, like in the last week, you've had Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, all talking about Medicare for all. And in the case of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they are saying it should be available to everybody who lives in America, including those who are here illegally. Is that 11 million? Is that 20 million? Is it 40 million? We don't know. We don't know. Pat, let me ask you. First of all, this issue of free health care, government paid for health, that means you and I pay for it, for illegals, folks who are breaking the law and are here illegally. What do you make of that? And by the way, will it sell to the bulk of the American people?
Not a Bernie release. What he expected the cost to be to the average American family, it'll die like a dead doornail. Why? He said 30%. So if you're a family of four paying making $100,000 a year, it's $30,000. If you're a single person making $100,000, you're going to be paying $30,000 for health care. That's exactly what Bernie just came out with. When you look at Medicare, it cost the government $950 a month to give you A and B. Then you got to buy a supplement to cover the 20%, and you got to buy a drug card to cover the prescriptions with a $400 deductible. You have more. Your drugs cost more than your health care if you buy a regular supplement. I will tell you, and I argue with a guy named Howard Beckerman who has no clue about insurance at all online. Bernie's bill would cover the 20% in prescriptions as well. United Kingdom wants in England they want to bring back more of our type of a plan where people pay for it. Okay, and although they do have dual plans because the rich buy a better plan, here's the issue. In England, United Kingdom has fewer doctors and fewer nurses. They're trying to give people bonuses to stay here. So what's going to happen is access to care will be limited, limited, limited. But here's one that's going to scare the hell out of you. You're going to pay 30%. They actually, in order to control cost, they estimate a value on you. So they look at Jameson. He's young. They say he's worth about $250,000. They look at Pat Cassell, who's 58 years old and overweight, and they say, well, he's worth about $180,000. If a claim comes in that's about 90 grand, they'll cover me and they'll cover Jameson. Let's say you're 68 years old and your valuation is $60,000, and to fix you up is going to cost 90. You had a nice life. And that's how they do it in other countries, for real. No, that's not a lie. That's factual.
So that's the death panels.
It's not really a death panel. They don't give you to die, so they're praying for a miracle. But you're not going to get covered. We're not going to cover the miracle for you. You got to get lucky. And you know what people don't realize is in Canada, you can't pay cash for better care. It doesn't exist. It's against the law.
But in some Western European nations, they do. I think Germany or France, they've got a deal where you can buy a private policy with your government.
So explain that to me. So wait a minute. I could buy a better – I can better my coverage by paying for it. Yeah. How about this one? You know the difference between Germany's medical system and ours? Their average general practitioner makes $90,000 a year in a higher tax bracket. Ours makes $325,000. The real problem in the United States right now is that we are for profit on Medicare and medicine. The other thing that you have to understand is, and Trump just brought this out the other day, and we're trying to make fun of him, about re-importing drugs from Canada. Our legislators do not want to legislate and put in parameters where Big Pharma can't charge the amount of money they charge for prescriptions. One of the bills in Carson City, one of the moron bills, which shouldn't even be there. So let's say, Kevin, you're going to take a drug that costs $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month. That's the carrier's hook, right? They got to pay. Well, under the current format, you'd be responsible for up to $7,900 for that plan. Well, what if you get a coupon from the prescription company and they say, I'll tell you what, you're going to pay $50. We'll cover the balance. And we'll apply that to, and then we'll give the bill to the carrier and we'll apply that towards your out-of-pocket. So essentially, in the first month or two, you're all in. You don't have to pay another penny for any of your claims. But in reality, you only spend $100. How does that make sense? See, we want to bury these insurance companies because they're the big bad guys, and it's not the case. They're businesses that are trying to help people, but the government are throwing handcuffs on them and saying, "Hey, guess what? You got to cover everything." You know, when you look at an individual plan on a group, you can spread the risk. But if I buy an insurance plan and I'm sick and they can only charge me X, but they're playing YZ, they're screwed. That's why they need volume. The volume is where they make their money. And if we prevent them from getting volume, guess what? Premiums are going to rise. And so hence you got the nutty guy from Vermont who, by the way, his state ruled on putting together a socialized medicine platform. And after they started to put it together, they said, forget it. We can't afford it. It's too expensive.
California did the same thing. And they found that it was twice or three times their yearly state budget.
It's not possible. See, here's the real problem we have. In the United States, many people expect to get health care for free. It's not realistic. And if you go to nations like the Philippines and you don't have money, you're going to die. It's going to happen. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm talking with facts. So when I get into, yesterday there was a thing came out. 71% of our youth from 17 to 24 can't qualify for the military for three reasons. Obesity, no diploma, and criminal records. But if you throw in the fourth category, which is opioid use or any kind of drug use, it's 80%. I put this out there. And I got two Democrats saying, but they're talking about Trump. I'm like, what am I? I'm not talking any politics here. This is a tragedy in the United States that possibly one out of five human beings that are between the age of 17 and 24 can't serve in the military. What if we go to war like we did back in World War II? You want Mama Luke's going in the service? I'm not trying. It wasn't a political message. On Facebook, I'm trying to get away from the political. And the idiots that I'm dealing with are killing me. Then I see emails being sent out that I'm involved in that I didn't write, and the statements are wrong. We are dealing with morons on levels I cannot believe, I can't comprehend, which is, by the way, what I am going to run for Assembly District 4.
Is that the last time we talked, it was 90%.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to put out, if I got to finance it myself, I'm going to do it because we need to get away, take away in Carson City. They cannot have the supermajority. We got to bring it back. We got to get a few up. I'm hoping Fair doesn't win in War II. Mr. Fair will decide to run for the assembly. We need to get four or five people to win assembly seats. We need to get it going on. We need to work together because what they did in Carson City this session is really the main reason. I'm going to get former players of mine to help me knock on doors. I am going to definitely do it. I want to win. I'm not winning for me. I'm doing it for the consumer. We have a lot of good people that want to run. I will not run, and I don't want any support from the CCRP. I just want to run on my own. I don't need
them. And by the way, I may have misdirected people. It's AD4. We went back and listened to the tape, and you had said originally CD4. Said, no, I meant AD4.
AD4, yeah.
And so I want to make sure it's Assembly District 4.
I'm not running for for Congress. I'm running for the Assembly.
I was going to say, and it's the old Michelle Fiore,
Richard
MacArthur seat.
Yes.
That has been Republican for a long time until now.
By 50 votes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll talk to everybody because I'm here to tell you, we have got to reel in Carson City. I mean, use common sense. And I believe in bipartisanship. The one assembly bill we talked about earlier, or Senate bill, that was bipartisanship. We as a nation have to get back to what's good for the people, and we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And the Affordable Care Act is definitely not affordable.
As you get closer to announcing publicly, although this is kind of as public as you can get in announcing, you're running for 84.
I'm going to run. I'm definitely going to run. And I'll tell you what, especially after the recent crap that's gone on between social media and stuff that they don't even know what they're talking about, specifically where I'm concerned, I'm like, are you guys nuts? Last night there was a tremendous program down at Stoney's that I got to go to early. I saw my good friend Megan, who I call her Stevie Nicks. And I'm like, I'm looking at the Stevie Nicks Hall of Fame thing last week. I'm like, that's Megan Barth. So, that's a compliment, by the way. But I saw her. I had to leave because we had a state meeting conference call, which I was on for about an hour and a half. But what I can tell you is I am going to roll up my sleeves. I want to help our state of Nevada. I am running because it's time. I have no choice. They're trying to ruin my business.
As we get closer, let's get you back in. Let's
more
talk
than
about
once.
These issues. Thank you, my friend.
I love you, man. You're the greatest.
And by the way, you'll be hearing him subbing for me in July as I go out on vacation. Oh, my gosh. You know what it's time for now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Coming up, Nevada School Choice Coalition. Valeria Gurr is going to have a rally on Sunday here in Las Vegas, and it's all about opportunity scholarships. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the City Council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.